3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Brilliant ending to a super song. Michael Bublé, it's called Higher. So the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer is happening this coming Saturday, the 5th of November. You can enter via our website, algoafm.co.za. Chalk Essays, this year's Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer beneficiary. Last year, or rather last week, I chatted to a representative from the PE branch, and I only think it's fair to give Chalk East London and opportunity to share their story as well. Debbie Kleinenberg, Regional Manager, Chalk Eastern Cape, joins us now on Algoa Cares. Debbie, wonderful to have you on the show.
Thanks, Casey. It's great to be here. Yes, and such a positive, exciting time.
Brilliant. For reference sake, and for our listeners who are still unclear about the amazing work you do, please tell us about Chalk SA.
Sure. Casey, we are a support organization, and we are there for the families whose children and teens are diagnosed with cancer or a life-threatening blood disorder, literally from diagnosis right through the whole journey. So we offer psychosocial support. We have full-time social workers based in the pediatric oncology unit. We provide accommodation here in East London. We have two chock houses, and in Tobacco, we have one. Mm-hmm. And we offer transport assistance, practical support like care bags, teaching various skills at the ward. And then we're very involved in awareness programs as well, trying to get out, into mm-hmm. the communities and teaching the early warning signs of childhood cancer. So, yeah, very broad spectrum of jobs that we have.
Debbie, what does your staff complement look like in East London, more especially? Do you have permanent staff or volunteers?
Yes, Casey, we do. We have, there's seven permanent staff here in East London, mostly involved with running the home, the two houses, and then, as I said, the social worker, myself, office coordinator. But we really could not function without our volunteers. Our volunteers are the core of Chalk. That was actually how Chalk started, as a volunteer organization. Mm-hmm. And when we grew so big, we needed some permanent staff. So yeah. The volunteers are literally the backbone of our organization, yes.
Fantastic. Tell us about some of the projects currently underway with Chalk East London.
Well, it's ongoing. So at the homes, the projects of maintenance are ongoing, and this is where this big walk's going to come in hugely. But we've got those projects now. As the year draws to a close, we have a remembrance service that's coming up this month, and that's for families of bereaved families who've lost their children to cancer or a life-threatening blood disorder. So we're going to be focusing on that during the last weekend of November. Then, of course, it's festive activities with parties at the ward, etc. So that's sort of our main focus at the moment, besides the big walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, all proceeds, collated and basically brought into the Algoa Cares Big Walk for Cancer this year will be donated to Chalk SA. On what will you be spending the proceeds of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer on?
Well, Casey, we're so excited because the funds are going to be shared between East London and Quebecer, between Chalk in East London and Quebecer. And the main focus this year is on solar power. I think we all feel the frustration of load shedding, et cetera. And we've got some solar geysers, but we need to get more. And then, of course, we hoping to get solar panels and all the units that go with it. I think you can appreciate, here in East London, we can accommodate up to 21 people per night. Mm-hmm. And you suddenly have load shedding hit you and you're in the middle of trying to cook supper, etc. One little gas plate doesn't help much.
Yes.
So, we're really hoping that lots of people enter and we raise funds to make us go green and get off the grid. That's what our aim is.
The story of our lives. We have under 3 days to go until the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer. What message of encouragement do you have for those who have not entered as yet?
Well, it's going to be fabulous. And every day I just hear about more things that are going to be happening. I know, you know, obviously Quebec is the center of the big walk, and that's where it's always happened. So we're very excited because it's always been a dream that we could actually have part of the big walk here in East London. And so that's happening, as we know, on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And here we are meeting at the Old Selbornian Club. And there's a lovely 5K loop through the suburbs of Bunkers Hill and Nahoon and Stirling and then back again. It's fairly flat and it's going to be fun. There's going to be activities en route. There's bacon and egg rolls and coffee to start with. I think literally from 6 a.m. that's going to be available. So I just appeal to everyone. It's very windy here in East London today, but who knows what the weather will be on Saturday, but we need to get out there. It doesn't matter about the weather. Let's get some exercise, get our blood going and just have a fun day and at the same time raise funds for these, these families who are going through this terrible time.
For only 70 Rand, Debbie. It's small change. Exactly. Come on, Algoa country. Let's support this worthy cause. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon. We have all your details on the Algoa page, Cares page already. So Algoa country, head on over and also go to the Big Walk banner on our website and start your process in being part of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares, Debbie.
Thanks so much, Ashley, and yes, we look forward to a great turnout from Saturday.
Wonderful. Take care.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.